So a lot is happening, I suppose, on the political front. We're hearing that an official who worked for the MK has come out to say that he was in charge. An official who worked for the MK came out to say that he was in charge of the process of forging signatures that legitimized really the MK's bid to be a player for, you know, a couple of seats in the National Assembly. This came from somebody within the MK. It happens, by the way, folks, because there's context, I suppose, that we need to be aware of here. It happens, by the way, during a time when the MK is in a process of purging some of the leaders that started the party. Yeah. We heard a few weeks ago how the leader, the youth leader, or the interim youth leader of the party, what was his name again? The guy with the side party. What's his name? Kanyile. That guy. Anyway, how he was purged, him together with three other youth leaders. When we thought that was the end of the process, we now hear that Mr. Khumalo, who is the man who is known to have been one responsible for the registration of the MK party, was fired on Friday night. We started to see, while we were doing the show, right? Yes. We started to see information coming in suggesting that he had now been dismissed from the party. But, you know how it goes on social media, people saying, no, it's fake news. And so we never say anything until it's corroborated by various sources, including Eyewitness News for us. Whatever it is that's going on out there. And it turned out to be true, it appears. And so the MK party is going through a purging process. Now, we need to decide whether that bodes well or it is something that doesn't augur too well for the party, right? Some people are suggesting that this is the beginning of the end for the party, much like what we saw with COPE. Where there was a lot of infighting by senior leaders that led to that party's demise. Similar things happened with the PAC back in the day. Shall we say even ASAPO, we never really saw them consolidate their leadership to fly higher. Yes. But I suppose it is inevitable that there will be some sort of power struggles, especially for a party that seems to be on many people's tongues at the moment, like the MK party. But I'm concerned that it doesn't bode well for the party, that so early in its beginnings, there are already so many issues as far as leadership is concerned. We are not really sure yet exactly what the party stands for.
Yes.
I'm told that there is a constitution, but there's a document there that just looks like at best, a cut and paste of another party's constitution. Where you see ANC, you see MK, you see that ANC was replaced with the word MK party. So much of what we see in what is purported to be the party's constitution is something that would have been taken from another party's constitution, and I dare say the ANC's constitution. And perhaps they'd argue that there are many similarities between themselves and the ANC, given the fact that they come from the ANC, and I suppose they could argue that way. And they'd have to have some sort of a constitution, right? Or some sort of a document that talks about what they are all about in order for them to register with the IEC.
Yes.
But I'm not sure whether the members of MK Party and supporters of the MK Party, other than the fact that they've got beef with Cyril and the ANC of Cyril, and that their vehicle towards whatever it is that they want to achieve is the popularity of Umsholozi. Other than that, I'm not sure whether the policies of the MK party are known and shared by the people who purport to be members and supporters of MK party. This is where I think parties such as the EFF, the DA, and others have perhaps taken the time to really think hard about what it is that they stand for, other than being unhappy with the ANC. Sure. Even the parties that have done a pretty good job to jot down their policies and put together a manifesto, whether it's the DA, whether it's the EFF, whether it's the IFP, whether it is Action SA, any of those parties, even those that have done a brilliant job at putting all of those thoughts down and articulating them as their manifestos, as their policies, as their constitutions, haven't done as well as I think that they could have in a moment where the ANC has faltered. Yes. I want to argue that most of them, if not all of them, have really relied on the idea that choose us, choose me, because I'm not the ANC and the ANC has messed up, and failed to capture the imagination of South African voters to say, this works for me because it sounds to me like an alternative to the ANC. Not, I'm going to choose these people because they say the ANC is bad. But give me the alternative, exactly what it is that I should look forward to, other than, you don't like the ANC and the ANC is messed up and therefore I must choose you. What exactly do you stand for? And to be fair, many of them have said it. Yes. I'm arguing that it hasn't. Or many of them have articulated and expressed those pay points that would make a voter perhaps look harder and think a little bit. I'm sure that they have. You've heard it in some of the conversations that they've had in the various debates and so forth. But I'm arguing that it hasn't been enough to capture the imagination of South Africans to believe that these people are the alternative. True. Am I saying that they aren't alternatives? No, I'm not. I'm just simply saying that they haven't created a magnetism, yes, with their policies that makes me want to say, these people are onto something. Sure. And that's just my view. So the point I'm trying to make with regards to the developments in the MK party is this. If it is possible for a political party to forge the signatures that allow them to be a legitimate player in the political space, particularly during an election year. So how do we know that they are the only one doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm letting that sink in a little bit. Let me ask that question again. If, as it seems to be the case with the MK party, because it's coming from within the MK party, there are people that are able to forge signatures or the bona fides of what they purport to be legitimate membership or support base of that party. If that can be forged by the MK party, what makes us, pray tell, believe that all of the other parties have not done the same? Secondly, and my colleague Clement Manyatela had Sy Mamabolo of the IEC, who fundamentally said that they simply don't have the capacity to verify that. Many of you did call into that show to say, this is how you could do it. Yes. And I agree with you, this idea that no, we don't have. But that is capacity that should have been in place even before this particular situation came about. To verify whether the signatures that are brought to the IEC are in fact authentic. And So my question to you is, the mighty ANC, how do we know that the signatures that they bring, if they do bring them, because many people are saying that the last time their signatures were brought was in 1994, or just before the 1994 elections.
Yes.
Shouldn't they be renewing that authenticity each time there's an election? The DA, how do we know that the signatures that they've brought through are authentic? The IFP, the EFF, how do we know that the signatures that they've brought through are authentic? The IFP, all of them.
Yes.
And if there's a way of finding out that these signatures are perhaps not true, are not authentic, what does that mean for the legitimacy of these elections? Anyway, those are just some of the questions that are on my mind. And then, of course, we hear that on the 10th of May is the day that the Constitutional Court will hear the appeal by the IEC of the decision made by the Electoral Court again for the admission of the MK into the political fray, as it were. I think that that is critical. We need to understand how the Constitutional Court interprets Section 47, one or two of the Constitution. We need to understand how they understand this. It's critical. But I think most important for me is the fact that we are now at a place where the very election itself may be under real danger of legitimacy. And I want to ask you this question, and maybe you can answer it as we continue. If we find out that there are serious discrepancies in terms of the signature issue, right, on all of the parties, if we were to find out, for example, that the alignment of legislation in terms of the way that it needs to be interpreted around who may or may not participate as a candidate for the National Assembly,